Hello, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is Harold. Can I ask the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Shelby, Shelby, and then her last name is Hinton, Hinton dash Davis, Davis.
Thank you.
Do you want her phone number or can I transfer?
Is it 936-249?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, you can go ahead and transfer.
Okay. Shelby, I'm transferring you now. You're in good hands. Have a nice evening.
Thank you so much. You too.
Hello, Shelby. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
My name is Harold. I'll be able to assist you here today. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to already help you sign the claim?
No, I haven't.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I do want to ask you, did you use Depot Provera?
Yes.
How many years did you use Depot Provera? Did you get that? Did you get that, Shelby?
Did I get what? You sent me something?
No. I asked you, how many years did you use Depot Provera?
Oh, yes, yes. I think I used Depot for about 4 years.
About 4 years. Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
In 2001. March of 2001.
Gotcha. And when's your date of birth?
3/21/1991.
Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depot Provera?
Do I know other people that use it? Not in my immediate circle once they found out what happened to me.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then, Shelby, did you use the name brand? Or was it the generic version?
Yes.
Okay, name brand.
It was Pfizer. Is Pfizer the name brand?
Gotcha. Okay. And did you have at least 4 injections in 1 year?
I took them every 3 months, so yeah.
Okay. And then when did you start to use the Depot?
I started in 2017, the end of 2017, like October.
Gotcha. And then you stopped in about 21. And you were diagnosed March of 21, or was it March of 01?
No, I was diagnosed of March 21.
Okay, that's right.
I didn't use it in 01.
Gotcha. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then you spell your name Shelby.
Correct.
And then your last name, is it Hilton or Hinton?
Hinton with the N, Hinton, Davis.
Perfect. And then the email address I have, monime2@icloud.com. Is that correct?
You're the only one that can say it right. That is correct.
And then your phone number 936-249-8326, right?
That's correct.
Perfect. And then what's your property address?
2454 Jill Circle, Spring, Texas, 77388.
And then what hospital diagnosed you?
HCA.
Gotcha. Is that the one at 1313 Herman Drive in Houston?
No, sir. It's the one off of 710 Cypress Creek Parkway, Houston, Texas, 77090.
Thank you. And do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Do I remember the doctor that diagnosed me?
Correct.
Yes.
Can I get your doctor's name?
Yes, it was Juan Martin.
Last name Martin?
Can you hear me? It's like you keep cutting in and out.
It's going in and out. That's why I have to keep, I keep asking you, because it keeps going in and out. Am I going out in and out as well?
Some of your words are, I can understand you and I can hear you clearly, but your sentences are like choppy.
Gotcha.
I have to listen carefully.
Let me see. I'm not too sure on why that is. Is that a little bit better?
Like I said, the volume, everything is fine. It's just like when we run in sentences or speaking,
and
some of the words time out or blank out.
If you need me to repeat anything, just let me know. We're almost done here, so it shouldn't be too much longer. Let me ask you, were you ever diagnosed with any prior cancer prior to being diagnosed with meningioma?
No. This was something completely new to me.
Gotcha. I'm sorry to, kind of hear about what you're going through.
Thank you.
And I do want to ask you, do you have the medical records with you, or they're at the hospital?
They're at the hospital. I do have some, but you can always obtain them correctly.
Right. All right. Well, we are just about done here, Shelby. I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. I want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down?
My sister.
Sister. Okay. And her name?
Nicole. I'm sorry, Kimberly.
One more time.
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Thank you. Yeah. And her phone number?
Her number is 832-547-4020.
Okay. Alrighty, and I do just want to go ahead and verify this information one more time before I let you go and send this information over. Give me one moment here. Alrighty, Shelby, I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
And now you are a resident of the United States. You did take Depo Provera for at least 1 year prior to you being diagnosed with meningioma. You were diagnosed March 2021. Your date of birth is 3/21/1991. You did use the name brand. You did have at least 4 injections prior to you being diagnosed. You did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year. You did use Depo Provera between January 1992 through the present date. You started in 2017, stopped in 2021. You are a female. You spell your name S-H-E-L-B-Y, last name H-I-N-T-O-N-D-A-V-I-S. And then your email address, monieme2@icloud.com. Phone number 936-249-8326. Your property address 2454 Jill Circle, in Spring, Texas, 77388. And then you were seen by Dr. Martin at the HCA Houston Healthcare Northwest at the 710 Cypress Creek Parkway in Houston, Texas. And then we have your sister, Kimberly, as the emergency contact, 832-547-4020. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect. And then in order to go ahead and pull the medical records, we do need the social. I can go ahead and take the last 4 as well.
7953.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and send this over to you. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you over a DocuSign now. It's going to go to your email address. as well as your text message. So whatever's easier for you to go ahead and open that up. And so the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. They're based out of Houston, Texas. Let me see here. And then I'm also going to send you that their number as well. Give me one moment here. And so how this is going to work, once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to actually send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them. They'll give you a call in about 7 business days. And then during that phone call, they're basically going to verify the information one last time, iron out any details or anything that needs to be ironed out. And then from that moment on, as long as everything goes well in that phone call, they'll be able to represent you. They'll be able to legally represent you and actually go ahead and pull those medical records, okay?
Thank you.
And then, yeah, of course, no problem at all. And then I just sent you over the number they're going to call you from, and then I'm going to send you a separate text saying, hey, this is Harold King. Save me in your phone. So the 949 number that you received the text messages from is my direct line. And then the 909 number is the law firm's number. So that'll be the number they'll call from in about 7 business days.
Okay.
All righty. And then,
so it was just 2 places to sign?
It should be a little bit more than that. Let me see. Did you finish them? I actually just got them. Yeah, so... yeah, you're done. I actually just got them back. So you made your signature and your initials and everything like that?
Yes.
Perfect. Yep. I just got them back, so I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. Do you have any questions, comments, anything like that for me?
So I won't be talking to you anymore. Would it be somebody from the Pulaski Law Firm?
Right. So the next person you're going to speak with is an attorney, and that will be from Pulaski Law Firm, correct? And that'll be from the 909 number that I sent to you. That'll be the number that they call from.
Okay.
And then I know with next week, being Christmas and everything like that.
The holidays.
They might, call you sometime this week. So just kind of be on the lookout. And if they don't, next week, like Thursday, Friday, I'll be able to call you then when we get back into the office. So if they haven't called you by then, I can always just call you and kind of get you over there, manually. That way, you don't kind of have to wait for them to call you, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, Shelby. Well, I do appreciate it. If you have any questions, just go ahead and text me, call me. I'm here Monday through Friday, okay?
Thank you so much. What time do you leave on throughout the day?
So I'm here 8 to 5. I'm Pacific Standard Time. I'm in California. So I think that's like two hours behind Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So I'm here Monday through Friday. Yep, 8 to 5.
Okay.
Alrighty, Shelby. Well, I do appreciate it. You have a wonderful Christmas, okay?
You too. Thank you so much for your help.
No problem at all. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.